Second Day period. 92 of ex-girlhood.
One of my friends, he posted a picture with you in Facebook. Okay, wait. Is there really... Is it possible for a pastor to be like, you know, a person to be ex-transgender? I was curious about it. So I went and surveyed. And hey, yeah, it's true.
And so I actually was a trans woman until I was 21 years old. But I'm married to a woman. I have two children. And they say that trans people can't change. Hey, look at me. And they say gay people can't change. And look at him. We're not perfect people. But fact, we are ex-trans, ex-gay, and we have many other ex LGBTQ people in Real Love Ministry on this planet, not just in Real Love Ministry, everywhere, being sexually redeemed. Not sexually perfect, but sexually redeemed means you have come to the place where you have these brakes. You are able to hold on to the brakes, press onto the brakes when making decisions in life, when temptations come your way. Today, he's serving the Lord in church.
Yes.
He's a man of God. He's in Bible school, and he's just doing what he was born to do. So from the time you were a child, till 21 years old, you were involved sexually. That's crazy.
It's mid of 2017, I had a God encounter.
Wow.
While I was still sinning, I was still high on substance. I remember that night.
Substance, okay, he was on drugs. Okay.
Yeah, meth. I heard this still small voice says that, hey, I'm going to perform a miracle in your life.
Hallelujah, that's Jesus.
Turning point, that was a seed that was planted. And he even revealed to me the church that...
That's grace. That's the grace of God.
He said that, hey, you need to attend this church. I'm going to perform a miracle through that.
Hallelujah.
My connect leader from that church came while I was still high on substance.
Oh, wow.
Came to the house and he says, Harry, the spirit of God that lives within you doesn't do this. God gave me the new strength.
Hallelujah.
For me to turn away from lifestyle. I started to have this hunger to turn away from the lifestyle. Like, you know, wanting to change my contact numbers, wanting to get away from social medias, everything.
I remember that season. I remember clearly.
I was like literally frustrated. You know, I want to be. I just don't want to use all this thing anymore.
Praise God.
That kind of hunger. And it was definitely God.
Amen. He's been clean from drugs for more than a year, and he did not even enter into any rehabilitation center. It's a miracle. The God of yesterday is the God of today.
Yes.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You would give me a high five for that. That's our God. You can't do it alone. For those of you who are struggling out there and you want to get into this journey of recovery, get in touch with us. We will link people into your life. We will pray with you until God open the door for him to send someone who will stand with you as your befriender.
The God encounters that I had, not only before the lifestyle, before I stepped into the journey of recovery, but after that, was amazing. Like, there was this freedom in me.
Thank you, Harry. Can I give you a hug, Harry?
Sure.